Strap on your tool belt and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Hey, My Fix It Up Lifers. We are talking about gardening jiu-jitsu. Welcome to the show. Welcome to our time. We're doing it in the dirt. We're glad to have you here.
Let's
talk about some serious DIY.
Well, Mark, jiu-jitsu. So are there moves I need to learn in order to participate in this show?
Never, ever sneak up on me. Ever. I'm trained, highly honed machine that thinks that joke is funny.
Oh, yeah, it's not that
funny. No, gardening jiu-jitsu, we learned this phrase and we love it. It's about using the power of plants to do big things.
Yes, use the power for good and not fight the power. You know, kind of be more water nation than fire nation.
Right, in the worst movie maybe made in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but you were an extra in that movie.
Yeah, I was.
So, you know, what's the movie called?
The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
You could see my head.
That is too funny.
You know, a helmet.
Gardening jiu-jitsu is kind of, it sounds rad, and not only are you going to be able to make your home environment better by engaging in this conversation with us, but you'll be able to bounce it off your friends when they come over, and they'll be like, oh, I like your gardening. And you're like, yeah, I practice gardening jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, and if DIY for you isn't building a deck or renovating your bathroom, but getting out in the yard and planting flowers and plants, you want to put some new stuff in, you get some ideas coming up here.
Jiu-jitsu.
So
smash we are it. Talking with an expert from Burpee. Yes, Burpee, the people
the
that make
company,
the seeds,
not
the people that do the exercise. And also Bren Haas, who, if you don't know about her and you're a garden geek, you need to find out about her because she hosts the weekly Twitter chat and Google chat, and they are coming up right after this.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Gardening Jiu-Jitsu.
Hey, my Fix It Up Lifers. We are talking about gardening jiu-jitsu. What is gardening jiu-jitsu?
And I've been practicing it.
Who's going to punch you in the face?
No one's punching in the face, but I've been practicing say that because gardening jiu-jitsu is something that does not naturally roll off my tongue. And I looked up jiu-jitsu online, and there's like five ways you can spell that word, too. Did you know that?
That's intriguing to me.
Yeah.
To no end.
It's a combination of U's and I's that you can place in various parts of that word to create the same word called jiu-jitsu. And I feel as though gardening jiu-jitsu probably has the same kind of mojo, where you can do lots of different things to achieve the same jiu-jitsu-y kind of
We're talking with Venelin Dimitritov from Burpee Seed Company.
That's a fierce name, by the way.
And he's the guy that we got this term from, gardening jiu-jitsu. And before we jump into what you mean by it, Venelin, which your name is awesome, by the way, jiu-jitsu, the martial art, is all about using an opponent's greater strength to your, if you're the weaker person or smaller person, to your advantage. And you've built a whole gardening mojo, or if you will, juju, around this.
Yeah, that was a great idea. We came up with that maybe a couple of years ago, just a bunch of plant geeks trying to sound cool. So that's how we coined up the term garden jiu-jitsu. You're right, Mark. This is just like in the martial art. It's taking an advantage of the plant strength and different planting and gardening techniques used around the house to your advantage. Use their strength to your advantage in many ways and maximizing what you have to the top.
Okay, I gotta stop you because I want to know what to do because I think this sounds awesome. But, like, I don't know a lot. I honestly don't know a lot about plants and gardening.
Talking about planting corn in your backyard. 40 acres. Go.
No. But Mark is totally knows about plants and gardening landscape. He's a lawn striper. He's addicted to anything green. And that's where he comes from originally in the land of contracting, is from being a landscaper. So I don't know a lot about it, but I wanted to show you this. Do you see this plant?
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that there are plants that help make your house like more clean, like get toxins out and stuff. And so I ordered like the 6-pack of these kinds of plants on Amazon.
The look on your face, Ventolin, is I need to identify that plant down to genus and species and the Latin name.
I have absolutely no idea what
it
is.
I don't know what it is.
But it's super cute. It looks like bunny ears to me. And it does, like, it's supposed to do the thing of cleaning our air. Is that part of what you're talking about? Or is it, like, in the soil, like, this thing is acid and this thing is base? Or
no, it's mostly around the house. Using, we're talking about urban gardens. We talk about desert gardens, California gardens where people have no water. We're talking about gardens where a certain limitation exists. So limitations should not stop you from gardening. You know, there's gardens in the middle of the desert. There's probably a garden in the International Space Station. Gardening could be done everywhere. All you need is a little bit of intelligence, and all you need is to pay attention what plants like. And you compare your environment, and you just source plants that like exactly what you have.
Okay. So at Burpee, are you like developing plants that can like live anywhere from the space station to the desert to like
a
rice
paddy?
We're changing
the topic, Ventolin. Gardening on Mars. Go.
Well, not to that extent, but my point is that, even if you have a little yard, if you live like in the middle of Baltimore and you have a little yard that's 9 by 9 feet, you can also turn it into a paradise. Or even if you live on the 76th floor in New York City and you have like a tiny balcony, 6 by 4, you can also turn it into a paradise if you have the right plants.
Okay, so having the right plants is essential. And how does someone like me find out, besides going on Amazon and typing in plants that clean my air at my house? Like, how do we find out? Like, is there a section on the Burpee website or something?
Yes, we do have a category in our website that specified like small space plants, water-wise plants, and climbers. And we also have many articles that one can find out more information about benefits of climbers, of small space plants, water-wise plants. And you just match it to your environment. If you live in a hot and humid area, you will tend to use species that just love that. Then you minimize the effort on your side. Like in the martial art, you just use... If you have a big opponent, you just use his size and the gravity to your advantage. It's the same way. If you have a small space, you use the plants that will go vertical, and you help them with a little bit of trellises, and you use them to shade your house, and in that way you lower your electric bill, you lower your carbon output, to say, and help the environment and help to beautify your little space.
So talk to me about, I'm nuts about climbers, so like clematis, beautiful,
yes,
climbing plant. The weed, and I'm pretty sure it's a weed that I'm cultivating on my front porch.
Honey, a weed is just something you don't want.
But how am I going to get... So when you say trellis, I think, you know, little 4 foot tall, whatever, you know, little doohickey. How's that going to... Give me an example where that technique, that jujitsu, can help me cool my house, like the whole thing.
Well, there is like more species than just a clematis that are aggressive climbers. You can use the morning glories, of hops, muscadine grapes, even the regular grapes, and plant them, for example, on the south side of the house and with a trellis, like a frame, or sometimes just with the string, you can train them to climb up and in a way shake your windows on that side. And, you know, yes?
I have a question.
No one's ever answered us before when we've raised our hands.
So you said hops, you said grapes, you said a little extra shade and privacy. I'm thinking
beer party at your house.
Party, yeah. Like, let's rock this. Let's make some wine. Let's make some beer. Let's get our, you know, our fun on. Fun fact, your fun factor can go up if you do garden jujitsu.
Yes, I mean, that's the whole point. You use plants to your benefit. Now, like you mentioned, I never thought that way for beer and wine, but now not only are you shading your house, now you entertain as well.
So I'm helping the environment and making my friends happy all at the same time.
So the other thing I'm nuts about, Ventolin from Burpee, is that planting trees. Every now and again, I find a sapling growing in the garden or, you know, in our landscape beds or whatever, and I'll try to save it, but it's, you know, 6 inches tall or whatever. Or I don't want to transplant it because it's a terrible time of year for that. So in the minute or so we have left, can we get tree seeds from Burpee and plant trees?
No, we do not sell seeds for trees. They require a very, very long time to start a tree from a seed. Most of the nurseries are using cuttings, and it's a much more efficient way to propagate faster trees. Normally, it takes a long process to start something from a seed, especially trees. Some of them do grow really fast.
Well, so we can't get seeds for trees, but we can get knowledge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's what I like.
Aw, you're such a romantic. Does that mean that we have to go?
It does mean we have to go, lifer. So get your seeds and get your know-how from Burpee.
And get your party on.
Not an ad. Also free beer. Ventolin?
Apparently.
No.
Thanks, Ventolin. It's awesome.
Thank you.
See ya.
Gardening jujitsu. Yeah. I'm practicing.
Never sneak up on me.
Thank you. That was super fun.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
So I've been practicing, Mark. Gardening jujitsu. Gardening jujitsu. I think I can say it like a couple times in a row, but
sneak up on me in the garden. You have scared the bejesus out of me on a number of times. My wife has, and I'm pretty vigilant. I know when stuff's going on, but I also, when I'm working, I get focused. I'm listening to the tools. I'm, you know, really paying attention to what I'm doing. And now I'll turn around and it is clear that not only is she standing there where she wasn't before, but she has been standing there for a period of time. Next, my heart, as it comes out of my throat, I have to actually catch it and eat it back down because she has scared me to no end. Bren Haas, do you do that to your husband?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoever. Creepier,
Mark. Really, it's not a way to say hello to someone. We were just meeting Bren for the first time, and we stalked her on the Twitter and on the Google.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Question number one: are you creepy?
No, but I'm a little creeped out. And I hope you don't mind my geek gear this afternoon.
I love it.
That, you know what that shows is that you are a pro at doing these kinds of interviews and being on a Google Hangout and talking on the radio, because geek gear rules.
You have a Google Hangout. Let's get right to that.
Yes, Tuesday night you're talking about gardening with your co-host, Adam Cortell.
That's correct. Garden Chatter. Yeah.
On I think it's Monday nights, you do a garden chat on Twitter, which I have been, I've sort of stalked a little bit looking at, I don't know a lot about gardening, so I kind of like look through the feed and learn stuff, what people are talking about, and chime in when it has something to do with like color or size or those big things that I like.
So Teresa has a subtext question that I know from knowing her she wants to ask.
What's that?
What's popular in gardening? Is there, is there, first of all, Bren, is there such a thing as popular? Because you're now you're tied into all kinds of people in all different parts of the country. Are, and I'm making this up, are daylilies popular? Are maple trees popular? Do you, is, you see a thing? Because the answer doesn't have to
be yet. The question doesn't have to be 40 minutes long.
That's quite a mouthful. But that's okay. That's how I like to garden. I like to dabble in a little bit of everything, shrubs, perennials, vegetables, everything. And what's really cool about gardening today, especially on social media, is it seems like everything's trending. I mean, food, herbs, trees, everything. So, yeah.
Are you seeing that there are more people interested in gardening as you have been, you know, as your career has gone along and as you've been working in your, I guess, I don't know how many acre farm that you've been working in for several years now?
Yeah, I live out here in Bowling Green, Ohio. My property is basically in the middle of farmland. I kind of call my garden a little farm. It's not quite like the ones around me, but I've been growing here about over 12 years now, and I landscape and garden about 6 acres on a close to 20-acre property, which you can do in Ohio. You guys are out west, right?
No, we are actually in the Philly area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, still, it's kind of hard to find a lot of land like that, isn't it?
Yes, there isn't a lot of land that's like nearish. We have to go out towards like Lancaster.
For that kind of dirt, you need several million dollars.
Several million.
For that kind of.
Exactly.
For that kind
in
of
Ohio,
plot.
it's pretty reasonable, and the soil is just amazing here. So.
What color is it?
But talking about going back to what's going on in the garden world online, it's changed so much in the past 5 years. Like specifically, if you look just at Twitter alone, there are so many people speaking up and talking about gardening today compared to, you know, like when we first started Garden Chat about 5 years ago. So it's exciting.
So is the whole, you know, I've been seeing a lot more documentaries talking about, you know, forks and over knives or whatever that one is called. And then the one following the guy who juiced across America and
sick and nearly dead.
Yes. And those kinds of things and talking about organic and what is organic. And, you know, the whole premise of that is that, you know, in farmers markets and container gardening and all of that stuff, are those all new things to us, or is it just like we're hearing more and more about it?
I'm pretty sure they've been there a long time. You know, it's all been there. It's just finally, you know, people are getting more comfortable with social media and starting to understand it, that they're putting it out there. So, yeah. Did that answer your question?
It totally does. And I think, you know, in the world that we work in the garden community and DIY, is that a lot of our community is built up of people who do these kinds of things, you know, woodwork or remodel or plant an herb garden and do it as sort of like a artistic expression and a meditative kind of thing. And then overlaying the whole, like, let's take a picture of it and put it on Instagram. Let's share how we did it. It's like it takes it from that meditative experience into a whole different world. And are you seeing from all age groups that are engaging on social media?
Oh, totally. Totally. I think first of all is just, you're familiar with Garden Chat. So if you go on, you'll see people from around the globe actually sharing. And I don't see a lot of children like actually tweeting, but I see like their grandparents or their parents showing what their kids are creating and what their schools are doing. Pretty cool.
So that is awesome.
What's your favorite thing to grow, Bren? Like, is it food? Is it flowers? Is it big trees?
I love that you ask me that, because when I interview people, I ask that question too. And then after I ask it, I feel, oh boy, I shouldn't have asked that. It's like picking a favorite child or a favorite cat. you know. But let's see, right now, well, you know, it's July, and I'm really excited about my vegetables that are coming on. I'm a big tomato and pepper grower, and over the last 2 years, I've been growing popcorn in my home garden. It's pretty exciting, because especially the 4th of July, it was knee-high, which I'm not sure the science behind that. I was really excited. It was actually knee high. So
that's awesome. Well, we were talking about gardening jujitsu, and uh-huh. you know, trying to be strategic about gardening, and you sort of, what is the whole mojo, like using the power of the
using your opponent's
power,
greater power and strength to your advantage.
So how does someone apply that in their own gardening? Is it like by, you know, in their homes? Like, how would you start to you know, lead some along of the path and to then feel the power of the garden from you?
Well, that's a pretty deep question, mm-hmm. because I guess what you're getting at with your little, you know, what you're doing here is to get things to grow that are going to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
In harmony together. Okay, got it. So then it depends on, you know, because a lot of people grow in balconies and because they don't have a yard like we do, right? So I would suggest to go to your local garden center and see what they are carrying, what's working in your area. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the USDA, you know, hardiness zone map. So if you're new to gardening, I really think you need to look at that. If you're a beginner, it will help you understand when you should plant and what the plant's going to do, kind of.
Makes sense.
So is there, like, you know, we always say in DIY, and you're working on a project, always start small and then
yes.
get the success in that one small thing and then move on from there. Like, work on your closet or something so that it's something that's not like your bathroom or anything that's visible or really could affect your life if it goes wrong. So in the world of gardening, what is like the equivalent for a closet?
Right on. I mean, you hit it right on the nail, if I can say that. Like, from my own experience, when I first started growing a lot of plants from seed, I went crazy. I mean, you see those seed racks everywhere now, and it's, you just want to buy every one, right? Well, slow down. You don't try to grow everything at once. I would suggest, if you're new to gardening, maybe start with a container. There's some great products out there today where you can grow vertical. I mean, you could grow enough for a meal pretty much in a vertical display that only takes up maybe, you know, a 3x3 section on your patio.
Okay. Now, are there links on your website where people can go and shop and find out, like, what products you would buy?
I do. You know, I try to cover on my blog a few of my favorite things that I use in the garden. And, you could come to brenhaas.com and look on there, and I usually talk about products.
Cool. Well, in the 30 seconds or so that we have left, Bren Haas, we're sad. We have 249 more questions. But one of them is, are you a grass and lawn person too? You touched on that early on, and I want to make sure I got that right.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, I think number one, you should grow what you enjoy to grow and what works for you. You know, and like I said, you know, out in Ohio, I tear up my lawn. It would be crazy, right? So yeah, I am a lawn person. I love the clover that's growing in it now, but you gotta watch out for those bees. You know, just be smart about what you grow.
Awesome.
Yeah, be smart about what you grow, and that is so important in every part of our lives too. We do have to go, though.
Give us your Twitter before you go, and then we're out of here.
Oh, I would love it if you followed me at BG_garden, and of course on hashtag garden chat on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll, you definitely
you.
find her right now. Go over and check out that hashtag. You'll learn so much about gardening, and we do have to go. So we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line, For more information, check out Shoreline.com.
Grow it.
I'm ready.
Get in the dirt. I had a great time. I love this stuff. I started out land scraping, as I used to call it a long time ago, land scraping and turning the backyard and the front yard into something awesome. Makes me happy. I'm so excited that we could spend time with Ventolin, whose name I'm jealous of.
I'm not jealous of it, too.
That's a bad name.
He sounds important just from his name, but his knowledge is ever more important. And if you want to find out what you can plant in your area, go and check out the Burpee website or just tweet them. Ask them online. They'll totally answer. And so will Brent, I'm sure.
Yeah, fire up the garden
on
chat.
Twitter and on Google Plus and go to her website. She's got lots of stuff to share with you. And I am going to go out in the garden. Maybe we should have like a little cup of tea together, darling.
You're the only one who thinks that's exciting, but I'll go out there and dig some holes and get some stuff done. That's what I do. Don't waste any time, lifers. Don't waste any time emailing us your questions about DIY.
Subscribe, listen every week. We love to hear from you. And right now, go over on the Twitter or the Google Plus or the Facebook or an email and drop us a line. We want to hear from you, and we will see you next time.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initial carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. My fix-it-up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. With the referee, I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix-it-up life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want? Running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.